The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, greetings and welcome to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host of the show. The Beacon is sponsored by Phoenix Christian Preparatory School. And man, do we have a great show for you today. We are so delighted that you have tuned in, whether you're listening on 960 The Patriot or you're listening through your headphones on your home treadmill or walking around the block or wherever you're at. We're just thrilled that you've tuned in. I have with us on the program today, Jeff Blake of Phoenix Christian to help co-host. Jeff, thank you for being here.
Good morning. Excited to be here. There's lots to learn this morning.
There sure is. And then Jeff and I are just really honored to have the opportunity to welcome Oye Waddell of Hustle Phoenix. Oye, thank you so much for being on the program.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Man, we're just stoked that you're here. And we're going to talk a little bit about Hustle Phoenix in the program. But for the benefit of our listeners, man, let's just get to know you a little bit. Our paths crossed years ago through a mutual friend who actually was a classmate of mine at Phoenix Christian. And he introduced us, and I just was so grateful for the introduction and so thankful to have our paths cross again today. Oye, give us a little bit of your background, man. Are you a Phoenix guy? Did you grow up elsewhere? Where are you originally from?
Yeah, originally grew up in Los Angeles. Born and raised, I moved to Phoenix. I think it's 2010, moved to Phoenix in 2010. So I'm officially a Phoenician.
But you're almost a native after 10 years. That's kind of native status.
And so, yeah, man, grew up in L.A., grew up in the urban community in L.A., urban inner city called South Central Los Angeles. Went to high school at a school called Westchester High School. Go Comets.
If any
fellow Comets are listening. And then also went to the University of Washington. The University of Washington Huskies. I had an opportunity there to play college football. Got a few degrees there, man, so it was a blessing. Actually won the Rose Bowl in 2001. We played Purdue against Drew Brees.
How about it?
Yeah, so, and then...
UW,
exactly right. And then I went to USC, got a master's degree, and ASU, another master's degree, but man, I love what I do. I have a wife, 4 children, been married 18 years. My kids are 13, 12. They get older, man, so I forget their ages, 8 and 6. So since we are on the Phoenix Christian Radio, man, I need a few pointers, man, because I am definitely full blown homeschooler right now.
We can help you with that.
So I need some reading programs, guys. Help me out. But
I heard somebody say last week that, you know, if your kids need to read more, you just put them in front of the TV and turn on the, you know, closed caption. Now they're reading.
Yes, I got it. Yeah, man, I got it. My kids want to be on the computers. I'm like, no, we're reading books. We're writing. We're doing things that are educational. But I love Phoenix. I've been here, like I said, 10 years, and Phoenix has been really a blessing to my family and I, as we've been, you know, plugged into community and we have some great friends here. Our kids are connected. So it's a good thing, man. I love Phoenix.
That's great. And, you know, I don't know whether our listeners can pick it up completely, but, you know, in this global pandemic era, we're not in the studio like we usually would be. We're all in different places, and we're meeting through the technology of Zoom this morning. And it's kind of refreshing to hear the birds in your backyard, Oye.
Yeah, man. It's interesting, man. My wife talks to the birds, right? And
and they talk back.
I used to think it was weird, but now these birds, I think she feeds them, man. We have birds laying eggs in our trees, and the kids, like, you know, play. I mean, it's interesting, man. We got like a little bird sanctuary in our backyard. So that's cool.
It's really nice. It sounds great. You know, I heard somebody on television say that, hey, you know, I think this person was kind of a therapist or something. And I'm like, look, it's totally fine when we're under quarantine. If you're talking to your pets, that's great. It's good. It's healthy. But he went on to say, you know what? But if your pets start talking back, then you need to get out for some fresh air. You need
exactly.
to get
exactly.
Well, Oye, I just think Phoenix is better because you're a part of it, and we're thankful that the Lord led you and now your family to be a part of the Phoenix community, And, you know, Hustle Phoenix is an incredible ministry that has the opportunity to go well beyond, you know, just that you know, vocational ministry segment, and really, really speaks to the heart of what I think is a reality in our community, that those of us, there are those in vocational ministry which are invaluable for the equipping of the saints, but for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. And that work happens all over the planet. It doesn't happen just at church. It happens maybe even more with a greater impact in a workplace, in an interaction with a customer and a supplier, and all of those relationships. And Hustle Phoenix is just phenomenal, because those that are under resourced and may not have a platform or an opportunity get an opportunity that they wouldn't otherwise have, in large part because of Hustle Phoenix and that great number of folks that are behind you as a support army to make those opportunities possible. Give us an introduction to Hustle Phoenix and maybe just how that came about in your life, how that started, when it started. Give us an idea of the history of Hustle Phoenix.
Yeah. So the mission of Hustle is to empower men and women in urban inner city communities with the intellectual, social, and financial capital to start businesses that glorify God and serve their neighbors. So when we say intellectual capital, we're essentially trying to solve three problems, right? One, especially in urban inner city communities, they may, many entrepreneurs in the communities may not have that access to, not just book education, right? Not just, hey, how can you learn business in a book? But really about like experiential opportunities through internships and things like that. And so we provide the intellectual capital. So we help people, we essentially train and develop people. I call it on the X's and O's of business. Hold on. The pollen in my backyard, man, it gets me. Thank you.
It is the season for that, man.
Yeah, seriously. But you know, it's funny, not to digress, but now that if I'm working out or something and somebody sneezes, I'm looking at them like sideways.
Right. Hey, Rona, is that you? What's going on over there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't sneeze around me, please. No, but so that intellectual capital piece is really about, we call it the X's and O's, the really understanding how to run a business, right? From a very like methodical perspective. The social capital, I think, is where, when we say social capital, one of the things we say is like the difference between wealth and poverty's relationships. So we really kind of focus in and hone in on, and what you call an army, and I call it an army too, professionals, vocational professionals that see their work as ministry. Because all work, God owns it all, right? God
That's
owns
right. work.
And so even if you are a carpenter, if you are a salesperson, if you are an accountant, a lawyer, an entrepreneur, whatever that is, man, you are in ministry, honestly. And so we have over 250 mentors that walk alongside our entrepreneurs and help them in various capacities, whether it be a sales plan, a marketing plan, helping them understand their financials, helping them build websites, all of these things to really walk alongside entrepreneurs and help them grow. And the last piece, what we call, what we say in our mission, is intellectual, social, and financial capital, right? So it's hard to start a business without money. I know people do, but many of our entrepreneurs, if you don't come from a wealthy background, right? Like many, when people start businesses, usually they call it the friends, families, and fools, right? People go to their friends and fools to get money for their companies. But our entrepreneurs don't have those type of relationships, right? Or, and if they do, you know, it's very limited. And so we said, like, how do we open up opportunities through financial capital to our entrepreneurs? So we have a fund. We have a loan fund where we are able to loan money to entrepreneurs, not based on their credit or assets, but really based on their character and quality of the business, right? And so,
right.
So we're able to essentially remove those three barriers, intellectual, the social barrier, and also the financial barrier, to really help people grow and flourish in their businesses.
That's phenomenal. And you know, there's so many questions that come to mind. And fortunately, we've got more segments coming up in the show where we can deal with some of those things. But, you know, when I think about, you know, what you outlined, it's just so clear that a Hustle Phoenix has a plan. It's not just, hey, what are we going to do today? Like, it's focused. It is, you know, it's a well-oiled machine. And I knew from our previous conversation that there were mentors that were out there. I had no idea that it had the breadth of over 250. How many, is there a number of entrepreneurs that you're launching at any given time? Does that vary depending on?
It varies. I mean, you know, from any semester, what I call it, spring or fall, we'll have over, you know, 75 to 80 entrepreneurs in the spring or fall. And then a number of them we're working with all throughout the year. So, you know, sometimes our numbers get up to 160, 150 of number of entrepreneurs that we're touching in a given year. And it just depends on, you know, but I wanted to go back because one of the questions you asked me, which I think is the heart of Hustle Phoenix, of why we started this. And the reason why is because growing up in inner city LA, I just saw a lot of negative activity, especially from the folks that I grew up with. A lot of my friends were involved in illegal drug sales. Right. And so. Mm-hmm. And for a variety of reasons, and I think there's another podcast to talk about why people even engage in that, because I think it's not only individual. I think a lot of times when we look at sin and especially negative activity that's happening in these communities, we look at it from an individual perspective of they're doing wrong. But there's also system and structures at play, which Paul talks about in Ephesians 3, if you really, you know, we want to go talk about the theology behind it. But you see these systems at play. And I know I have to cut it off in a minute, but but we see these systems at play, and we're saying, how do we support these entrepreneurs? And for my community, I said, look, how can I help my community be better? And help entrepreneurs grow, because the desire is there, but the systems and the structure isn't there.
And they're just not in place. And you know, so hey, Oye, here's what we're going to do. If you're a listener and you're tuning in, or you're just tuning into the program, we have Oye Waddell of Hustle Phoenix. We're getting to that, you know, why are those systems not in place question. We're going to hit that in the next segment hard and come back, because you're going to hear directly from one of the entrepreneurs Oye has helped.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, well, I want to welcome you back to The Beacon. Super excited about today's episode and super thankful that you've tuned in to listen to us. If you're just catching the program at this point, we have as our guest today, Oye Waddell, who is with Hustle Phoenix, also on the program, Jeff Blake of Phoenix Christian. We're proud to have Phoenix Christian as the sponsor of the Beacon program. And, you know, if you'd like to catch other episodes, you can find those on SoundCloud, and you can also catch them at phoenixchristian.org/beacon. And we've got a year's worth of podcasts up there. So, man, you could be on that treadmill forever and always listen to a new episode if you're just finding out about the program. So, Oye, man, you know, your history, the introduction, your life is, you know, is filled with some pretty amazing experiences. Having the opportunity, you know, to grow up where you did in the midst of the climate that you were in, and then have the chance to go on to be a part of a Rose Bowl winning program at University of Washington, and gain the education that you did through all of those experiences. And then in this last, the end of the last segment, you were kind of flashing back to reflections on when you were, you know, growing up and the work ethic that you saw in some of the people around you, but without the platform or the opportunity to really use that in a positive manner. Is that a fair assessment of kind of what you were talking about?
Yeah, exactly, man. So it was essentially saying, like, hey, a lot of my friends, they had, like you said, the work ethic. They had the hustle, if you will, right?
Yeah.
But like you said, not the platform. Or even the opportunity. And so I always say, people, we're human beings, right? And so all of us take advantage of opportunities that are in front of us, right? And so when presented with an opportunity, even if sometimes we know better or we don't know better, we take advantage of those opportunities. And so a lot of my friends and people in folks in communities, they take advantage of opportunities. And whether for good or for negative, we're talking about necessarily the negative. I think if having the opportunity to do better and have more opportunity in terms of positive and structure, and I think people would take it. And so with Hustle Phoenix, we're saying, listen, how do we present the right opportunities? How do we open up people's minds to see business in a different way? So one of the things we say is, instead of hustling to take away from communities, because that's what street hustling is, right? Selling drugs or doing things illegally, or instead of hustling to take away, how do we hustle for the common good? So that's our tagline: let the hustlers hustle for the common good.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the difference. You know, I mean, some of the greatest, you know, minds in all of history have ended up incarcerated. You know, they're bright, they're intelligent, but like you said, they were presented with opportunities based on maybe their environment or the culture that they were in that led them down an opportunistic path that was not for the common good, exactly, but for personal gain at the expense maybe of others. And so here's a flip side of that coin: all the same drive, all the same effort. And why not do that in a way that not only benefits you, but makes a difference for all of society? And that's the game changer, isn't it?
Yeah. And just from a theological perspective, when you look at hustling, right, we look at it from the biblical story, like creation, fall, redemption, mm-hmm, restoration, right? We see in creation, in Genesis 1 and 2, God created the heavens and earth. God created business, right? Entrepreneurs are a reflection of, we embody Genesis 1 in the sense that we are creating something out of nothing, right? And then because of the fall, right? Because of the fall, sin entered the world. And a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we start worshiping money instead of worshiping the true God that created the business for us, correct? And so many entrepreneurs, and especially in urban communities, right? When we worship money, we do things illegally to try to do whatever we can to get that. But because of redemption, because of Jesus, right? Jesus came down and brought us back in a relationship with him, with God and himself. With God and each other, I mean, and one another. So that's a picture of the cross, to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. And so we see that in business as saying, like, we want entrepreneurs to be in right relationship with God. But also we say, if the market needs your product or service and you continuously stay in right relationship with God and you continue to love your neighbor through your business will grow if the market needs it. And then obviously restoration. We see that when God comes back to restore all things, we see that the hustlers, the people on the block, if they say yes to Jesus and if God chooses them and brings them into his family, right? Like, these hustlers in the new heavens and new earth are going to be amazing businessmen. And so we believe we live in this already not yet, where the kingdom of God has already come, but we still await the new heavens and new earth. And so we're saying, like, as hustle, we are essentially living into that already, but not yet, and saying, like, how do we empower people and how do we join God in his mission by helping people understand their true value of how they can do business in a way that loves God and loves their neighbor?
Well, yeah. And you know, I think just generally, and this is a shout out to women in general, because I think women have a better opportunity to avoid segmentation.
Yes.
But I think a lot of times, just because of the way God's wired us as men, we fall prey to that sort of segment mentality of, like, okay, yeah, I'm a believer. I trust my life in Christ. He's my Lord and my Savior. And that's a really important part of who I am, but it becomes a segment. And then in addition to that, another segment of my life, I'm an entrepreneur, or I'm a sales guy. I'm out there doing this thing and I'm after that. And that's an important part of my life. And then there's my family, and that's important. And then there's my relationships and whatever that is. There's not that crossover that I think is intended to be a part of, hey, it's not about what you do. It's about who you are. Who you are in Christ is going to, and could, should, and will flow out into every one of those, areas that should be completely unpartitioned, you know, in our lives. But that's kind of, do you see that when you deal with the, these young would-be entrepreneurs, or do you feel like, you know, they have a more holistic approach and they start out better because they just look at it as, hey, this is the whole of who I am?
Yeah. And I think it's culturally too, right? Like, it's a cultural thing. So I think a lot of our entrepreneurs, and it's a misnomer that we just work with young people. When I say young, like under 25, I think we work with a breadth of folks from young to older, right? So
okay.
It doesn't matter. But I think that is true. Like a lot of the folks that we work with, they naturally, it's something about, I think just culturally, they have this sense of like, my business is a part of who I am.
Right.
And it informs everything. And so I think it's, if we truly believe that God owns everything, we see that everything is connected. And so, I think, but you are right though. A lot of us as men, we can't segment, and it's not really healthy.
So I want to ask you about a phrase that you use: already, but not yet. Can you give us just 30 seconds on what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So when we see in the Bible, when Jesus stepped on the scene, if you will, he announced the kingdom of God and said, the kingdom of God is here. Right. And so we see miracles and do all those things, and those miracles and those things the miracles that Jesus was doing, it was a picture of what's to come when God comes back to restore all things. And so in the new heavens and new earth. So when we say that already being not yet, we are still in that in terms of God. We see miracles and things happening that are amazing, but we still await the kingdom of God when God comes back to restore all things.
Love it. Thank you so much. That's an awesome perspective. All right. Well, again, Oye, we're thrilled that you're here. For our listeners, come back in the next segment. We are going to have an interview with one of the protégés of Hustle Phoenix. Thanks so much for tuning in.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Hey, well, welcome back again to this episode of The Beacon. I'm Steve Woods, your host on The Beacon. It is our intent every week in every episode to celebrate ways in which God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And today we're featuring an incredible organization called Hustle Phoenix that is led by Oye Waddell. And Oye, I want to thank you again for being on the program today. Thanks for being here, man.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Oye, we've talked in the last couple episodes about just the life impact and the way in which God is using Hustle Phoenix. And what a cool gift to have one of those entrepreneurs that have come through the program. Can you introduce us to the guest for this segment?
Yes, Pedro Perez, amazing individual. I've gotten to know him over this last, I think, couple months. And his business is called Park Phoenix. Watch out for Pedro, man. I think Park is just one of the companies that he'll be starting. He'll own Phoenix in the next 10, 15 years. So just watch out for him.
Man, thank you.
Well, Pedro, thank you so much for being on the program, man. Hey, how in the world did your path cross with Hustle Phoenix? How did you get involved?
So, Hustle Phoenix was actually brought up through a friend. And so I decided to, take advantage of the program, and everything else is just history now. So it was cool that a friend, told me about it word of mouth and told me about the great things that they were doing. And I was excited to be a part of it. So,
hey, that's too cool. What is the nature of your business? What are you doing with Park Phoenix?
Yeah. So Park Phoenix is a mobile photo booth. And I had the idea to restore a vintage camper and turn it into a modern mobile photo booth.
Sweet.
And this will be a series of campers. So the next one, I would love to do a mobile bar, a coffee shop, and just create that series in Arizona of the mobile photo booth. So
I have an event and I want to capture that moment and have something fun for the guests to do, you're the guy.
Yeah, absolutely. We really want to be intentional about what we do. So each event is tailored. So, colors, whatever it is, we're able to adapt to your event to make it really personable.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I guess we can't have this segment and talk with you without acknowledging that this global pandemic has really affected social events and certainly your business, I'm sure. Have you had many cancellations already?
Yeah, a lot, actually.
Yeah, that's hard stuff. And it's a real fact that's going on at business levels, you know, from entrepreneurs like yourself to larger global companies. Oye, what was it that drew you to Pedro? What was it when you guys met that you saw in Pedro?
Pedro is typifies a hustler, man. I think, and how we see it in saying restorative hustler. That's our kind of term we coined, restorative hustling. And so Pedro, man, he works hard, and he knows how to create things, something out of nothing. And that's what, essentially, that's the phoenix, kind of what the phoenix is, right? Something out of nothing, out of the phoenix, out of the ashes. Right? And so Pedro typifies that, man, and all that he does. He also interns for Hustle Phoenix. So he's going to college and getting his degree in entrepreneurship and finance. And so is that correct? Finance, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So Pedro also is leading our, what we call our Hustle Community Lending Program, where we are helping folks with access to capital. So yeah, Pedro typifies a hustler, man, honestly.
Well, that's cool. And Pedro, thank you again for being available this morning. We were talking off the air a little bit about how every one of us that's experienced anything meaningful in our life has had the support or the help from somebody else. Talk a little bit about the mentorship that you are receiving through Hustle Phoenix. What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'll even start off in the one-on-one program. I think it helped me really establish a really great foundation. I think I've always had a big vision, but I think being able to have some really important components to my business and being able to see those clear and being able to execute those, I think have been really important. And then now, you know, having the opportunity to do an internship was, you know, super crazy for me, that Oye even, you know, saw a little bit in me. And I think, man, you know, I love the way that Hustle Phoenix talks about the work that we do isn't transactional, right? It's transformational.
There
so
you go.
Everything that we do is super intentional. And I've been so blessed to be a part of the organization, to see the back end of it. And man, it's allowed me to really appreciate the organization. And
love it. Listen, Pedro, hey, can you hang with us on the other side of the break? Because we want to talk a little bit more with you. Are you available to stay on the program today?
100%.
All right. Well, then let's head to a break. Thank you all for tuning in to The Beacon. Come on back and we'll continue the story with Pedro.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
All right. Well, hey, welcome back to The Beacon. Today, we are excited to feature Hustle Phoenix to learn ways in which God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable for His glory. That's the purpose of The Beacon program. And we have with us on the program, in case you're just tuning in, Oye Waddell of Hustle Phoenix. We have Jeff Blake representing our sponsor, Phoenix Christian, and a special guest, Pedro Perez, who joined us in the last segment. And Pedro, when you were talking about your Hustle Phoenix experience, I heard you throw some numbers out there. You know, 101, what is that? What are you referring to when you talk about 101 and what follows that? What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hustle Phoenix works in three different stages, the 101, the 202, and the 303.
Sounds like highways, freeways in Phoenix, right?
Exactly.
So 101 is essentially an intro, right, to your business. It takes you through knowing your why you do what you do,
right?
You know, the purpose behind it. And it's really great. It takes you through knowing your target audience and all these really important foundational key points. And then 202 is a little bit more of a validation stage, which it allows you to work with what you have already and take it to the next level. The great thing about it, though, is the mentorship program. So the 202 program allows you, they connect you with a mentor, and it has really impacted me, especially during this time. I think we're working right now on a couple innovative solutions to PARC, but also even risk management and a lot of just important components to just trying to be a better business owner. Things that I think would allow me to get some better ideas. So
sure.
And then the 303 program is a program that is execution, right? So it allows you to really take your business that's already established and really create really good traction. So you're set up with like a lawyer mentor, a marketing mentor, and finance. So it's really like a lot of really great support in this 303. And all of this is for you to succeed. And it allows you to really scale your business, right? So
it's interesting.
It all works together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see the three phases and how they build one on the next and lead to a certain path. And Oye, I can't help but think of, you know, this verse in Proverbs that says, "He who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Man. And, you know, it's sort of like your grandma used to say, right? You become the company you keep.
Yes.
And so if that's true, it would serve us all well to become company worth keeping and maybe to keep company worth becoming, if that's not too complicated to say. But, you know, it's clear that mentorship is a key ingredient, that coaching, that mentorship, really that relationship building with some folks that maybe, and to be fair, just because they're a mentor, that doesn't mean that they were wildly successful. They could have, you know, like some of us had some experiences that are really difficult that include failures, but you know, I'm not sure that that's not sometimes an even stronger, better teacher or a coach to have to say, you know what? Hey, let me help you. Well, you can learn from what I didn't know and learned the hard way. And maybe you can avoid some of those pitfalls yourself. Am I right?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, man. I think mentorship is not just about how successful I am, but we want to, you know, I think I learn more from people's failures, right? Yeah. Like, where were those boulders? Where did those boulders come up in your life? But when to kind of piggyback on what Pedro was talking about, that 101, 202, 303, the 101, like you said, like Pedro was saying, was it's really about ideation, right? That ideation phase of a business. Like you're working those kinks out, right? You're going and doing your research and development. You're asking questions. You're engaging with the market to see, hey, is this business really real? The validation phase is where we bring all those mentors around the entrepreneurs to validate the idea. Is it really real? And then how can you continue to grow that business and make money and bring flourishing to the community through that business? And that 303 is really about the execution, right? Like how do you grow and scale the business? So many people are in 303, they've been in business for 2 or 3 years. They understand their business model. They're growing their business model. They're hiring employees. And then how do you take that business to the next level and grow that business even to higher heights? So those three phases, which I like that analogy, the freeways, right? The 101, 202, 303.
Just keep expanding the loop. We get out a little farther and a little farther and keep building on it. Well, you know, again, it's just really clear that God's chosen to use the availability of yourself, Oye, but beyond you, we talked again off air and on air about this army of folks that are volunteering, that are coming alongside others like Pedro and Pedro himself and making a difference, you know, having an impact. And, you know, again, on the mentorship thing, I just don't think we can say enough about the value of that. If you're a listener, and whether you're an entrepreneur, or you're a student, or you're a person who's raising a family, whatever your role is, whatever God has given you, it just serves us all well to have some people in our life who we trust, who've had some experiences, maybe they're a little farther down the road, who can speak into our life. And, I heard it said once that a wise person learns from their mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. But a very wise person learns from somebody else's mistakes. And then a fool doesn't learn from either. Does that, I think there's some truth in that. So Pedro, what's next for your business, man?
I'm actually creating a kind of innovative solution. So I bought a vintage briefcase, and now you'll be able to rent out a Polaroid camera, right? So my biggest thing is, how do we continue to capture moments and create a space to be intentional for that, right? So right. Since I can't bring the photo booth, you'll have the opportunity to actually rent out a Polaroid camera, and you can still create those memories because, I want to be more than just a photo booth, right? I really want to be transform my communities. And I think the power of, telling your story through that is amazing. So I'm working on that right now.
I love it. And that's something you can do, repetitively. You can have multiple things going on at the same time. They can, rent multiple units. Capture. Yeah. And I love what you said. If you're listening into Pedro, don't miss what he said. He's more than a photo booth. He's a guy who's, capturing events, capturing memories, building relationships, doing so much more than just providing a commodity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really cool. Oye, give us a wrap up on how people can get engaged or involved with Hustle Phoenix. What can I do? Where can I be that would give me a chance to get a taste of what you're experiencing?
Yeah, just really quick though, Pedro, how can people find your business?
There you go.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I'm currently on Instagram. It's Park Phoenix, PARCPHX. And I'm working on my website right now. So you can find me on Instagram. I have a bunch of photos.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's great. So what we'll do is, with this broadcast, we have an opportunity to put some links, and we'll see if we can't link it up to your Instagram. If that's technically possible, we'll make it happen. If not, I'm certainly going to start following you, and I'm excited about watching as your business continues to develop. Pedro, I got to thank you, man. Thanks so much for making some time this morning, for being on the program and sharing your story. Oye, any other thoughts on?
Yeah, I'll just be really quick. So after, hopefully, God willing, man, when this pandemic and things open up in terms of where we are now with COVID, I just want to encourage people. I know people will be out throwing parties, throwing events, doing these things. Remember Park Phoenix for your next event, just because I think that Pedro can really create a great experience for your people as they are enjoying themselves. And then just for Hustle Phoenix, if you want to get involved, if you're a mentor, if you're an entrepreneur, wherever you are, if you live in Phoenix, you say, hey, I just want to learn more about the organization, reach out to us. Our website is www.hustlephx.com. Again, www.hustlephx.com. If you want to learn more about some of our other entrepreneurs, you can kind of find that on our website. We also have a partnership with AZTV7. And so if you want to go to Hustle PA, AZTV7.com/HustlePHX. You can see more stories of different entrepreneurs that have been a part of our organization in the past. And also, man, I think one of the things is that we can't do this without an army of professionals that come alongside these entrepreneurs to support and grow. And so we want to be a part of transforming Phoenix. And we see this as an opportunity in the next 10 to 15 years. Phoenix is going to be different because we have entrepreneurs hustling for the common good.
Amen.
It's going to be different, and it's going to be better because of guys like Pedro and guys like Oye. And man, we thank you for those that volunteer with Hustle Phoenix. If you're hearing this program, give yourself a pat on the back and be proud of the fact that God gives you a chance to invest in others through this organization. If you'd like to support it financially, one of the many ways you can do it is through the Arizona State Tax Credit. You can find Hustle Phoenix at the ADOR list. And if that makes no sense to you, do a little research, because you have a chance to drop $800 in from your household into this ministry and not cost you a cent. So it is a really good opportunity. Jeff Blake, as a sponsor of our program, would you extend our gratitude and also give us a little update as to what's going on at Phoenix Christian during the global pandemic and remote school?
Yeah, with gratitude. You know, Steve, you began the show and you said that our city is better because Oye is here. And yeah. Oye, from the first time I met you, I just impressed. I think one of the words I walked away from my first time I got to meet you was the word systemic. You're pursuing systemic solutions to meet the needs of individuals in our city, and as a school committed to the heart and soul of the city of Phoenix in Arizona, we are blessed and honored to have you on the show. I want you to know, Pedro, we'll be following Park Phoenix. We believe in you. We celebrate you, and you're a story of inspiration. One of the words that we use around here a lot is a living curriculum. And Oye and Pedro, this morning, you guys have been just that, and a point of inspiration. I want to highlight too. I've heard Oye mention several times during this morning's broadcast of the notion of kingdom, and that each of us have been given our own kingdoms and our own queendoms. And what I've really been encouraged by this morning is that another reminder that we submit our kingdoms to our Lord and Savior, and when we pursue His ways and His paths, there is incredible abundance that comes with it. And so super encouraging to know of an organization such as Hustle Phoenix, built around the kingdom of God. That's everything that Phoenix Christian believes in. That's God using unexpected things to do incredible things. One of the things I'd like to celebrate that are going on here at the school, just in a few minutes, I've got a student coming into my office here, and we're going to transition, and he's going to be interviewed on another media outlet. This is an outgrowth of the kids making, now the number I think right now is about 13,000 surgical face masks for Mayo's, not just here, the Mayo Clinic, not just here in our city, but also has grown nationally. And so as we speak, and we highlighted it on last week's show, an army of middle school and high school kids are building close to 13,000 surgical face masks for our city and for the Mayo Clinics. And one more thing, too, there's another partnership we're going to kick in next week, and that's our kids working on creating art project kits for kids that are in isolation through another connection we have with the Mayo Clinic. So we're here. You can learn more about Phoenix Christian at phoenixchristian.org. We have an online tour opportunity if you want to take a tour of our campus and learn more. Just grateful to celebrate Hustle Phoenix.
Well, hey, Oye, Pedro, to our listeners, to Jeff, to Phoenix Christian, thank you. To 960 The Patriot, Jeremy in the studio, thank you. I hope you'll tune in to another episode of The Beacon. We celebrate how God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. Have a crazy cool day, and be blessed.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.